Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Donald Suchinski, a Philly homicide detective, is fired and arrested when a homicide victim's mother claims he assaulted her. After his arrest, a second victim reports Suchinski raped her at least 10 times while investigating her brother's murder.
Both of the women assaulted were family members of victims in homicide cases Suchinski was assigned to investigate. Suchinski was first charged in February alongside two other officers. The second victim then came forward and claimed Suchinski began assaulting her when he was assigned to her brother's case in 2017. Authorities strongly believe there are more victims.
Suchinski, 57, charged with rape, sex assault, and indecent assault. Book him! An employee at a Florida infectious disease center hears strange noises coming from the ceiling of her office. While she goes to another employee for their opinion, Joseph McRoberts crashes through the ceiling of the office. McRoberts sits disoriented for a moment, then runs out a back door. Employees call cops who quickly catch McRoberts, now charged with burglary and criminal mischief. He may be a burglar, but at least he's not infectious. More crime and justice news after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We began in eastern Pennsylvania, where two young boys have been shot and killed while playing with kittens in their backyard. A young man who was also killed appears to have been the intended target. Police are looking for a third suspect in the shooting, for which an adult and a teen have already been charged. According to the Lebanon County District Attorney's Office, a 16-year-old male and a 22-year-old Alex Torres Santos are each facing three counts of criminal homicide. The two are also charged with aggravated assault, conspiracy, and firearms violations in connection with the shooting that occurred on Tuesday in Lebanon, a tiny town in the agricultural area about 70 miles northwest of Philadelphia. A South Carolina store owner charged with murder this week after fatally shooting a teenager he thought was stealing water has shot suspected shoplifters twice in the previous 8 years without being punished. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
When Richard Chow confronted a shoplifter in 2018 at his Columbia Express Mart Shell station, the man allegedly attacked him. According to Richland County deputies, the victim, who entered a guilty plea to the case's accusations, was shot twice by Chow, who injured him in the leg. When Chow attempted to stop someone he thought was shoplifting in 2015, the suspect got into his vehicle and allegedly threatened to shoot Chow. Chow then fired multiple shots at the vehicle. No one was harmed.
Authorities determined that Chow's actions in both instances were not unlawful. South Carolina's self-defense statute stipulates that the shooter must not have started the conflict, must feel in immediate danger, and must be helpless to escape that danger. A Kansas City man is due back in court this week, days after a judge decided that court records in the case will be sealed and kept secret. The man is accused of shooting a black teenager who accidentally knocked on his door last month. The hearing for 84-year-old Andrew Lester, which will set new dates for further hearings in the case, is anticipated to only last a few minutes. Ralph Jarl was shot April 13th as he knocked on Lester's door in an attempt to pick up his little boys who were at a house a block away. Lester has pleaded not guilty to first-degree assault and armed criminal action. After posting 10% of his $200,000 bond, Lester remains free. A San Francisco man has been found guilty of murdering his 79-year-old roommate by assaulting her with a baseball bat and setting her ablaze. Part of the attack was seen live in a Zoom video. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
63-year-old Min Jian Guan was found guilty of first-degree murder in connection with the 2020 death of Yu Quan's son in the Richmond District. He was also found guilty of elder abuse. The district attorney's office says, quote, the beating was partially captured on Zoom and seen by a witness participating in a virtual class with the victim during the pandemic lockdown. According to the DA's statement, a witness claimed to have seen the woman being struck and knocked down. Prosecutors claim that Guan then set the victim on fire while she was still alive.
Guan was apprehended in an upper bedroom after police arrived.
Glenda Parton, her son Dwayne Selby, and Jack Grimes, partners in an Oklahoma horse ranch business. Selby and Grimes live on the ranch, plan to drive from Tulsa to Fort Worth, Texas for a horse show October 22, but they never make it. October 25, Parton decides to make an hour drive to the ranch to search for them, but then she disappears. Witnesses and surveillance video show Parton make a grocery run with the ranch hand and return to the ranch. Each of their cars found about a mile from that ranch. A week later, Grimes' body found in the woods. No leads in Grimes' murder or Selby and Parton's disappearance. If you have info, please call Tulsa County Sheriff's 918-596-5601. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.